1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Margaret Gray joins us from her office in Santa Monica. Valentine's Day, huh, Margaret? Around the corner?
Phil, it really is. And Valentine's Day is a great and beautiful day filled with recommitment to love and to home. And really what we want to do, my work with the National Council of Women, along with Mary Rogers, who's worked with the National Organization of Women, is to try to bring back to Valentine's Day more love and less pressure to love. And we're increasingly seeing pressure being applied to women on Valentine's Day. Men are predictably buying us things, lingerie that's basically an expectation of sex, and we're really tired of it, and we're saying no more. The National Council of Women have published the Valentine's Day position paper, really saying quit pressuring the woman in your life, stop buying her lingerie, quit pressuring her into sex, no more.
All right, now what you're saying is, if I'm reading this correctly, is that women don't like lingerie. So in other words, when she sees the lingerie, she immediately assumes they have to have sex.
That's correct. The first is correct. I wouldn't necessarily say the first. I think women enjoy lingerie to a point. But when a man gives them lingerie, when a man gives a woman lingerie, especially on Valentine's Day, you really have to understand, Phil, what goes through a woman emotionally when she opens up a Valentine's Day present and she sees something very radical, like a bustier in one of those plugs. And I don't want to get graphic, but she realizes, you know what I'm saying?
All right, okay.
She realizes she has to perform sexually. He buys her a push-up bra, a teddy, stockings, garters, the spike heels, the crotchless panties. That is a cue to begin to perform like a circus animal. And we are tired, really tired of being treated like animals. When we open up a Valentine's present, and we're hoping we might see a ring or something, and instead we see this kind of clothing that says, you're an animal, get on your hands and knees, bend over. It really is a form of de facto rape.
And rape?
Absolutely. We do feel it's a form of mild rape.
All right. Margaret Gray is with us. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Valentine's Day presents. Now, men give their wives lingerie and garter belts and things with the assumption that the woman is going to think it's fun.
We pretend like we do in a lot of instances, Phil, but really we don't. Most women have been brainwashed into believing that this is a good thing when a man gives you a garter belt or a stocking. Those of us who are enlightened, those women who have really come into the light a little bit, we know what it means when a man gives us a garter belt, when a man buys us lingerie, when a man gets us what you might call as a little teddy or a baby doll nightie or these kinds of things. It's the negligee is really for the man. And what he's doing is turning us into a performing animal, just like any animal on all fours. We feel that is a form of rape. And with the spread of pornography and the subsequent actions against it, we feel it's time to tackle the real degrader of women, the real industry field that has hog-tied, ball-gagged, and has beat every American woman, the negligee and sexwear industry, or as we call it, the whoreware industry.
Whoreware?
Yes.
You know, I'm going to tell you, and I think I speak for a lot of men, and I don't know. You just heard me talking about those Miller ads about the two women that are mud wrestling. I always felt that women liked lingerie.
Yeah, well, that's always been the common take fostered by men and promoted by men.
But women don't.
I think a lot of women are brainwashed into thinking they like it, but in point of fact, what lingerie does, or negligees, garter belts, and all kinds of whore wear, is it turns the woman into the whore, into the Madonna whore. And it makes us nothing more than a performing animal, as opposed to a real woman.
I've heard you say this twice now. You're calling it whoreware.
That's what our official stand is at the National Council of Women. Negligees, lingerie, garter belts, the backless girdles, the backless panties, the crotchless panties. And I will tell you this, Phil, my husband Frank has bought all of it for me. And we have had to come to an understanding about this. But it really is whoreware, and it's the kind of thing that we are trying to get women to desperately understand.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Margaret Gray. She is a syndicated columnist. She's writing a column about negligees and lingerie and all of that sex wear, which you call whoreware, that a lot of guys give their wives on the 4th of July. Now, you mentioned that your husband has purchased these things for you down through the years. Does he anymore?
No, of course he doesn't. But I can tell you that he used to. I have friends who still have husbands who do. I have a friend of mine, Julie Nugent. She writes for the LA Times. I think you know her.
Yeah, I do know Julie.
She called me one night, and she was absolutely in tears. She was crying because her husband had just come through the door, leering like a $20 John with a box all wrapped up with a bow. And what was in it was thong underwear. Now, I want to talk to you about thong underwear. Thong underwear is the single most degrading piece of forewear there is. It's pushed upon us as women. And I said to her, damn him to hell. He might as well have put a cigarette out on your nipple. That's the little respect that he has for you.
And well, I gave my wife, we're talking about thong underwear.
Yes.
I gave my wife thong underwear.
Phil, I'll tell you this. When you give your wife thong underwear, especially for Valentine's Day, you're basically saying to her, your wife, how much for me and my friends? Can you imagine saying that to the woman?
Oh, come on, Margaret. I am not saying that to my wife. I wouldn't even say that to a girlfriend.
No, but that is clearly the message that you are sending. You give a woman thong wear, and you are saying, how much for boom boom? In other words, it's a Vietnam-era whore come-on, which I think is terribly undermining to women.
Margaret Gray on the line with us. Margaret, we encourage all women to obviously express themselves with regard to, you know, to their status in this world. But haven't we gone overboard when we're talking about lingerie or negligees or this kind of fun wear that a man and a woman might enjoy between each other in an intimate woman? Haven't we gone overboard when we call it whore wear? Haven't we?
Well, Phil.
No, but haven't we gone overboard when we say that it encourages a woman to perform like an animal?
No, I don't think so, because, first of all, you have to understand, when a woman gets into a garter belt and stockings and a bustier, the only way to really enjoy that clothing on that woman for the man is for her to be in a certain position when they are enjoying each other sexually. And that position is generally animal-like, like an animal that is rooting through the mud, like a thing that lives out of a hollowed log or lives in a cave. We encourage all women, Phil. The constant pressure women are under to be their husband's concubine has to stop. Don't let him treat you like he's a $20 John and you were dancing on a bar top in Saigon just minutes ago. Let your husband know. Whore wear won't be appreciated for Valentine's Day. I really...
You don't think you're being a little bit dramatic here? Because I'm going to tell you something. If there's ever anything that a man could get for a woman that sort of reminds the two of them that they're not just mom and dad, and they're not just a husband and wife, that they are lovers, it's when that they can enjoy each other sexually, and that helps them.
No, but not when he thinks that a piece of silk can just be draped over you as if you are nothing more than a Storyville prostitute. I think it degrades women, and it degrades the man as well.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. In the pamphlet I have here, you are encouraging women to call the local rape hotline?
Yes, Phil, we are encouraging women to call any local rape hotline because of the de facto rape of getting whoreware for Valentine's Day.
You might not call it whoreware because I don't know if women know what you're talking about. You're talking about lingerie?
Yes, lingerie. You can get the number in your phone book and report any instance where your husband or boyfriend has given you any kind of lingerie, because if you stop the abuse now, we can stop our sons from continuing the abusive cycle. And Phil, if I were you, I would talk to Dan Saltzman, who works with men in anger management.
Why?
Because of the tacit rape of your wife.
What rape of my... Don't tell me because I gave her thong underwear.
What you said, you gave her thong underwear. That is tacit. Understand, Phil, you didn't mean it. I understand that. But it is tacit rape. And you really need to talk to someone. Any man who buys women lingerie is treating his wife as a Valentine Day slut. And it really has to stop.
I don't think it's going to stop, Margaret. I don't think that...
If women respect themselves, they'll demand that it stop.
1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on a campaign against what she calls whoreware. Lingerie, negligees, garter belts, stockings, all of these things, all they do is turn a woman into a whore, and it pressures the woman to have sex. She also mentioned that if you get this on Valentine's Day, don't feel pressured into having sex. Call a rape hotline because it is de facto rape. Even if it was, the men that are giving these don't mean ill will. They don't mean to dish out pain. They're trying to make their wives happy. I gave my wife thong underwear for a I gave my wife, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 pairs of thong underwear when Valentine's. So, in other words, I ought to be calling anger management. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Margaret Gray with us from the nationally syndicated columnist from her office in Santa Monica about lingerie is really just whoreware, and men use it to control women sexually. And this comes, obviously, as a surprise to me, and I guess that's not news to you. I'm a man, and I don't get it, right?
You know, Phil, I wouldn't say that. I've got great love and respect for men. I'm simply saying the time has come that women need a voice more than ever to help them articulate the things that they've sort of known inside. When they get a push-up bra, when they get a nursing bra, when they get crotchless panties, or whatever it is on Valentine's Day, they look into the box and their hearts sink because they know, now I have to perform like an animal. I have to perform like a sex animal for my man. I thought Valentine's Day was about the two of us. I guess it's about me getting on my hands and knees right there in the middle of the living room floor, sticking my rear end up in the air and acting like a bitch in heat. And I am so, so sorry for that. And it's time for women to have a voice. I'm giving them that. The National Council of Women, and I'm so glad I can be the voice of your listeners, Phil. Women out there cannot stand up for themselves year after year, pressured into sex every Valentine's Day. I can handle the weight of their pain. That's what we're doing. That's what it's about.
All right, Margaret Gray with us, 1-800-449-8686. Here's a man, Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
Yes, I just had a comment to say that you're trying to push your values on something that you have no control over on American people. My wife and I are college-educated people, and she has asked me on several occasions to pick up lingerie for her because she feels that is something we can do personally in our bedroom, and that's something that she has asked me, like I say, on several occasions to pick up for her, and she is looking forward to some type of outfit or combination for this year. And I don't see any problem with that, because as long as she and I are alone in our bedroom to do what we wish, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. And if you think that that's degrading to women, then you need to look in the mirror and ask yourself what is wrong with you.
Well, Eric, first of all, you're a man.
I'm very proud to be one, thank you very much.
Well, I find it interesting that you're trying to tell women what they think and what they don't think.
No, I don't. My wife brought this up to me. I have never bought my wife lingerie, but she said, I like the way that looks, and I wouldn't mind wearing that for
your wife has come to expect to know that you're going to want that. And
my
wife is a very independent woman.
Let me get that point across.
But she's brainwashed into thinking that this is a good thing. Every time she puts on a negligee... She's nothing more than a sex pig.
Women in general, are you saying that women in general are weak-minded and then that...
I'm saying that women that wear lingerie might as well be on a sex farm and be herded out into the sex pasture every morning to be mounted. And you
truly believe that all women here in the U.S., land of the free, where you can choose to do what you want, when you want, especially a 5-year-old, that they choose to be manipulated to the point where they have to wear products that are designed for them to give their male companion pleasure, you feel that they are truly cattle for that?
I think that's a good point, Eric.
Wait a minute, Eric, you said it gives men pleasure. You didn't say anything about it giving women pleasure. And why is that? because women, like cows that need to be milked, are herded out onto the sex farm every morning.
But you have to understand, see, my wife is asking for this because she feels comfortable with her physique and her body that she can wear this.
Just like the slave.
If you have a problem with that, maybe you need to do something to get your self-esteem back to a level where
my self-esteem is fine.
When you want to see your spouse,
excuse me, my self-esteem is fine. My husband
knows better. Why are you worried about other people? Why are you worried about other women?
Than to try to get me into crotchless panties or anything else. We're trying to do this for other women because women that wear lingerie have been beaten.
And who are you to speak up for women? I mean, do you have every woman in the U.S.?
Eric,
you
and
you asking me, will you please do this for us?
You,
you make absolutely no sense.
You get
saying you're representing American women.
I make sense to women.
In truth, you do not.
Yes, I do. And I'm making sense to the women out there.
Places
you buy the panties, you get
the
play wagon
master. There would be no business for them.
Right,
women thought that this type of apparel was demeaning to them.
Well, I can tell you this, Eric. Men don't control our organization, and you have really no right to
control
our agenda. But women will no longer be herded around on the sex farm by you.
So where you feel you have to wear something like this to please your man, then you have problems.
Women are no longer on
the
sex cattle drive
because you wish by
sex cowboys.
Then that's being in control of your own choices.
Eric.
All right, you guys are talking over each other. You guys are talking over each other. What, Margaret?
I was going to say that Eric is upset because the sex cattle drive is over. You're no longer the sex cowboy herding women in lingerie to the slaughterhouse.
It's never about being
God,
a sex the cowboy. It's not about that.
What
about being happy with my wife.
Rolling,
and
keep my wife
alone.
It won't happen.
All right, Eric, thank you, because I think you're speaking for a lot of men who...
he doesn't speak for men, Phil.
Well, you don't speak for women.
I'm not saying I speak for men.
You
aren't
speaking for women.
Myself.
Right,
if a man chooses to be like this with his partner...
A man chooses... What about the woman's
really
right to choose? What about the woman's right to choose whether she wants to get into sex
if
gear?
If my wife did not want to wear it, then I wouldn't expect her to wear it. That's why I've never pushed it on her. She asked me for the material.
Years ago, I decided to break out of the corral and free-range myself. And what I mean by that is I'm no longer an animal being led to slaughter with my ass up in the air. I prefer to make love. I would rather make love in a potato sack.
Define love for me.
All right, listen, Eric, we got to run, but I appreciate your call because you made some great points. 1-800-449-8686. Now you got women as animals.
Absolutely, Phil, because that's the way we've been treated sexually for centuries. And I will not be allowed to... I will not allow myself to be... cattle prodded and stunned into some demeaning sexwear.
Here is Tanji or Tangi. Hello.
Yeah, Tanji. That makes me so angry, Margaret, because my husband buys me thongs and all that stuff. And you know what?
Does he throw a $20 bill down on the bed?
Okay, can you a couple now since you've been jabbing?
Absolutely, absolutely. Go ahead, Tanji.
Okay, my husband buys me all these thongs and everything. You know what? I look good. I can wear that, you know. And you know what? You say it's all his pleasure. No, 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 honey.
Absolutely.
It's my pleasure, too.
You've been brainwashed.
You don't think I'm not getting some out of this? What do you think? Sex is just for men?
Well, what does he wear? I buy
him underwear, too. Are you calling him a cow and the slave and all that?
Oh, my God. Underwear. You know as well as I do, Tanji, that we're expected to get into... We are expected to get into straps, and we're expected to get into belts and all kinds of straps. We might as well be just tied up in a harness.
I look good, and just because you might not look good in thongs and everything doesn't mean you can come on here and call women cows.
Well, Tanji, I'll say this. You think you look good, okay?
Oh, no, 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 baby. I know I look good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I tell you what shape are your hooves in?
All right, look.
See, that is just pathetic.
What's
someone hating on someone who looks good just because she's 300 pounds and can't get a man to buy her a thong?
What do you mean?
She's going to call women cows.
Who told you look good?
I know I look good.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I have good self-esteem.
Hey,
I look good.
Anorexic women think they look good, too.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is sexwear, whorewear. That's what Margaret thinks on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Spinal Tap had a song called Sex Farm, Margaret. You may remember that.
Well, that's exactly right, and that is what I think they were addressing. But it's really more than a sex farm. It's a sex ranch where women are put into their various pieces of equipment, because that's all a teddy is. That's all a nursing brassiere is, or a crotchless pair of panties. That's all a plug is. That's all a vibrator is. It's just equipment that women are supposed to strap on before they go out and grunt like an animal, while this man who imagines himself to be Clint Eastwood rides them, and rides them sometimes until there's blood. Now,
okay, I understand, and I know that you're feeling very strongly. I really need to clean this up and keep this something that we can have on the air. Do you understand?
Phil, you know...
do you understand?
Yes, I do. I'm saying that these lingerie shops may as well hand out roofies by the handful, because that's what they're promoting.
All right, I want to ask you about American Organization of Women?
Yes.
And now that goes hand in hand with the National Women's Council. You guys are joining together?
We're going to be merging at the end of the year, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Shauna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Shauna.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
Good. I have to say to Margaret, here she is working for this Coalition for Women, and she's calling us whores.
When you allow a man to turn you into one, what else would you call yourself?
My man didn't turn me into a whore. I am a proud woman, and I am proud of my body. We're told to be proud of ourselves, and here you are calling us whores and cows.
It's pressuring you into having sex. You need to choose
Nobody
when you want to have sex.
Nobody is pressuring me into having sex, and the way you throw rape around is disgusting. I'm sorry.
Rape? When the man prevents you...
You don't call a rape hotline for a man that tells you to wear lingerie. That's wrong.
Why not?
Because if you want to wear lingerie...
Wait a minute. A woman's supposed to call up a rape hotline and go, rape hotline, yeah, my husband brought me home some lingerie.
Exactly. That's ridiculous.
Well, if your man
didn't throw rape around like that, that's not even funny.
If your man didn't turn you into a whore, then your father did. But I would.
That's real good.
Excuse me.
You heard me.
How would my father have turned me into a whore?
Three guesses, and the first two don't count.
I don't think so.
Excuse me. What are you saying?
I'm saying that women who deny that the push of men is to turn us into sexual automatons, to flip a switch, or in Shauna's case, slip on a thong, and suddenly she's shaking her ass.
I don't mind wearing a thong, and I don't mind shaking my ass.
Have you ever heard of branding or milking?
Yes, I have.
Those are things that are done on a ranch.
Right. Those aren't things that are done to me, though.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Shauna.
Thank you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Talking here with Margaret Gray about lingerie. I also want to get to, you mentioned that I needed anger management because I gave my wife thong underwear and that it's rape. Now, you just heard that lady say you shouldn't be throwing the word rape around.
I'm not throwing it around. I am absolutely on target with it. When you hand a woman a bustier, you might as well be putting a gun to her head and say, get in the back seat. Hello.
I'm here. 1-800-449.
Poor Maria. I feel so...
My wife's doing fine. Here is Amy. Go ahead, Amy.
Phil, I have to say, I've heard more filthy language and filthy talk from this lady than I've heard from most of the men in my life, and I'm 56 years old.
What filthy talk?
And my husband has bought me a piece of lingerie, very nice piece, and I enjoyed it.
Can I ask you what it was?
What? Pardon?
Can I ask you what it was?
It was a teddy.
Did it snap at the crotch? I'm asking, did it snap at the crotch?
I don't think that's any of your business. What right have you got to get into someone else's private life?
The Bible says
that a relationship between a man and a woman is a private one.
It is to be
honored and respected. You have no right getting in someone else's private life.
I think she's
and I wonder how many people in your group you've instigated a divorce or a bad relationship.
Amy,
can
I tell you something? We formed the American Organization of Women out of a very traumatic experience that I had one night. My husband wanted
to experiment. I'm sorry for you. You had a traumatic experience.
You wanted to experiment.
That doesn't mean every woman in America has a bad experience.
Look, I'm not saying I'm asking.
Disrespect her.
If you have a teddy that doesn't snap at the crotch, it's fine. But if it does, you're on a sex ranch.
But that's not what you've been saying. You've been saying that every man that buys his wife a piece of lingerie is a pig and treats his wife that way.
I think, yes, I really do. Because, look,
I believe you have a bad situation, and I'm sorry for you, but I think it's twisted your mind, and I think you need to get some help.
Twisted
because my husband respects me, and believe me, lady, nobody tells me what to do or what not to do in the bedroom or anywhere else. My husband knows what I like and what I don't like. He also is respectful to me. And I think most men are.
Well,
I know
right,
there's some bad people out
woman.
There, but not everyone.
Right. Well, let's
and I really think you have gone overboard.
Let's talk woman to woman. What do you like? Just woman to woman.
I'm not going to talk about my private life to you on the telephone. That's none of your business.
So that proves
that's my point exactly.
So that proves that he has you doing degrading things. Otherwise, you
he
wouldn't be talking
me
about
doing nothing.
I can see it that way.
My husband,
a man hands you a pair of crotchless panties,
Phil,
slaps you on his little Joe Cowboy
hat. My husband and I are both God-fearing, God-loving people.
Amy, you don't have to explain that to me. I believe you. I believe you.
All right, can I ask you this question?
What he says about a relationship between a man and a woman.
But you mentioned that your husband wears a cowboy hat when he has sex with you. Now,
I didn't mention anything about a cowboy hat. You did.
No,
you
I believe that you
about
did.
The cowboy.
I didn't hear
what
her say
what kind of movies have you been watching to bring up all this garbage? Because I'll tell you, I've seen quite a bit of
porn?
And things on TV, and even not wanting to, but picked up junk before we had it removed from our TV when we didn't know it was on there. And I certainly don't have any thoughts like you have.
So you watched stuff on television before they pulled it
no,
off?
No, I did
oh,
not
please.
Say that.
Please.
I said, and please don't put words in my mouth, I said, unfortunately, there are times when there are things on your TV that you don't realize are on there until you're flipping a channel and you get it. And I have called in directly and
right.
said, I want that garbage taken off my TV.
Well, that's true.
But it certainly did give me the ideas it's given you.
Amy, and Phil, correct me if I'm wrong, because I think it's very unfair. I'm trying to hear what she's saying. She started the conversation out by saying that she and her husband had an Asian swinging love chair and he wore a cowboy hat. Now,
I never said anything about a cowboy hat. I don't know who you were listening to, but it wasn't me, lady.
What about the Asian swinging love chair?
What?
You said you had a swinging Asian love chair.
No, she didn't.
No, I didn't. I'd like to know, are you smoking something?
No, I am not smoking anything.
Well, honey, you sure have an imagination that's gone way over the deep end, I'll
okay,
tell you.
Okay, let me just say this, Amy. I don't want to insult you, but dun 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 dun
well,
dun
you
dun,
already
dun,
have.
Dun.
You've insulted me and quite a few other women and their husbands, so I'm sure.
All right, what does this mean to you? What does this mean to you? Dun 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 dun. Yes, you see? You see, Phil?
What has the Bonanza theme got to do with this? Is that another sex ranch?
Yes.
Phil,
dun,
da, 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 I really
dun,
don't.
Dun. You
Phil.
Said you used a porta pot.
Now, Phil,
oh, yeah, okay.
I really don't have anything
Amy,
more to say.
I'm
I
awfully sorry. Certainly,
that's
I,
all right.
I understand
I think this
that
lady
you.
Is pitiful.
Well, I think that what we need to understand is that men and women in the privacy of their own home, that's exactly what it is.
But she keeps the details away from us because I don't know whether the man wears a cowboy hat or not or uses a porta pot. Or plays the Bonanza theme or anything. She won't let us know.
And why do you have to know? It seems to me you're pretty sick to want to know. I certainly don't want to know what goes on in Phil's life, and I certainly don't want to know what goes on yours.
Of course not, because Phil is the master of Sex Ranch. We are the animals on it.
But then I'm secure in myself. I don't have to look for sickness in somebody else's relationship in order to
well, I'm trying
fulfill
to protect
my
women.
Life.
And Amy, whatever floats your boat, if you love it when your husband says, supper's ready, hoss, that's your business. But I am trying to protect women who really are trying to change this world.
No, you have a filthy mind.
Okay,
and
I got to jump in. I got to say.
You destroyed a lot of people.
Okay, that's fine, Amy, but I don't lie. I don't lie, and I don't deny. You said that your husband has you dressed as Hop Singh. You said that
No. She never said that her husband dresses her as Hop Sing. She never said that her husband wears a cowboy hat. And she never said, you know, that the Bonanza theme is playing while they're having sex. You made all of that up.
Yes.
Well, I heard someone say...
It might have been another caller. It wasn't her. Thank you very much, Amy, for your call.
You know, I really, really think it's wrong, Phil, that you would undermine what we're trying to do with the Association of the American Organization of Women. And so much of what we do with the American Organization of Women. Let me ask you a question, Phil. AOW, what word is that?
AOW?
The American Organization for Women. What is AOW?
Ow.
Ow, that's right. One night, Frank spit on his hand, and I went, ow! And then I realized that's...
Okay, that's all we need from you. I apologize.
Can I give out the phone number?
No.